the backside of Brandon Moore to knock the ball out.
DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
You play to win the game.
And you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
Hey, everybody. Mike and Chris here once again. True Degenerates, your average show, sports show. So the Flyers had a game in Lake Tahoe on Sunday night, and it seems like Chris was right.
I'll take that intro in. That's, you know what? It's not easy being right, and I don't want to gloat on it because, you know, it just was an obvious, you know, obvious choice there. But damn, it feels good to be right. Damn, does it feel good to be right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, yeah, you were right. But I remember last week you had said, oh, do the Flyers get everybody back? And at the time, it looked like they were getting everyone back.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to believe. And actually, early on in the game, it was 2-1 Flyers. And I was like, all right, here we go. But we all kind of knew that the taxi squad Flyers would eventually get run over by the Bruins.
Coming off the COVID, They were in a very bad position. You know, I mean, granted, I hate the guy because I think he's declining. G didn't play. It was just coming off COVID. Guys were out for, like, what, 2 weeks? Coming back a week and a half. So it was, the game speed was off. It was a very, very bad position to be in with the Flyers. That's, I mean, on top of, you know, your guys' defense isn't that great already. So now you're asking Carter Hart pretty much to go out there and win this game, stop every puck, which, I mean, unless they put a net up in front of the goal, he was going to allow goals when there's no defense. I don't care how great a goalie you are. If no one's stopping the shit, it's going to go in eventually, and that's what happened. I mean, didn't Hart got pulled too, right?
Yeah, they put Elliott in.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, that's not his. I don't blame that loss on him. When you're playing no, you can't blame that loss on him. But it was just a very bad position to be in. Like, the NHL, I don't know if they could have pushed it back, because I know they already pushed it back even further because of the Sun issue in the other game that you were talking about. But I don't know if they could have postponed the Flyers game, like, another week, have it move some other games around, have it, you know, this weekend, upcoming now, and versus, you know, instead of last weekend where the Flyers are actually being a better position and making a competitive game. But, I mean,
no, I don't think they could have pushed it back because they already had, like, a contingency plan in place with the Rangers being the team that would have filled in for the Flyers had they not had anybody available. So I guess, like, NBC saw it as, like, okay, we already screwed up the game on Saturday and basically had to push back 2/3 of the game at the very least, until midnight Eastern. And they were like, if we make this a 7:30 Eastern time primetime game, we can have, you know, the highest ratings for an NHL game since the early 2000s
or something ridiculous like that. It was over a million views or some shit like that. It was the most views they had on that channel or some shit for hockey ever.
Yeah. NBC. Well, yeah. Yeah, it was like since NBC Sports Network started doing hockey, I guess, when they took over for Versus back.
Yes. In... Yeah, Versus. Yeah, that's a challenge.
Remember that?
Yeah. I remember that, man. Oh, man. But wow.
So, I mean, look, it's cool when your team, or like really any team, even if like you're not a fan, but it's a local team, like gets to play one of those outdoor games and stuff like that. But at what point do you just say, like, you're just going off of, like, well, we're going to show gritty out there, and we know the Philly fans are diehards, and their team is good when they're healthy. Yeah. So why don't we just make it a marquee matchup? And then 2/3 of the game sucked.
So I got a question for you real quick. So now with COVID, you know, unfortunately, this is the new norm. People get sick, they go out for a couple weeks, they come back, they got to get back in the game strength, you know, game speed, strength back up, blah, 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 blah. It's been too long of this. Hopefully this time next year will be gone. Probably not, but whatever. But the question I have for you, Mike, after what happened with the Sixers in the NBA forcing, granted, two separate sports, two separate leagues, but really comes down to one thing, money and views. Did the NBA fuck over the Flyers like the the NHL fuck over the Flyers like the NBA fucked over the Sixers when it comes to COVID and actually playing game when maybe they shouldn't have played?
In a way, yeah. In a way, I really think they did. I mean, they basically, I don't even know how you could classify it, but they were just like, all right, well, the Rangers are going to play early in that day. They're not going to fly out to Tahoe, or, you know, obviously they can't play on the West Coast because you're only playing teams in your division. Yeah. So, sorry, guys, you can go out there and play with one line that you have and a starting goalie, and that's about it.
Yeah, good luck with that. Here, just make it
good luck against, against the hottest team in the league, who was the hottest team in the league going into that game.
Playing with fucking bench warmers. Like, what the fuck, man?
It was a shitty
position to be in for the Flyers in that game. Because the players already hate playing outside because apparently the ice is shit. I mean, yeah, it looks cool for us. Like, oh my god, an outside game. Yeah, and the one time it's snowing. Yeah. I mean, for them, it sucks, though. But for views, it's great. But it's like, you're pretty much like sacrificing, I guess, sacrificing. You're pretty much telling a team you're going to lose this game just so we can get views. Like, go out there, show your team, there's gritty, but you're going to lose. Like, who knows, that win could come back and hurt them later on. You know? I mean, it could
especially very well this year, yeah.
Yeah. To me, it was a very bad, again, God, I said this 100 times, very bad position to be in for the Flyers. It was a lose-lose. If they would have won that game, honestly, it could be one of the best Flyers wins of recent years, I would classify that. As playing with backups, beating the hottest team in the league outdoors on shit ice, like, that has to be one of their best wins ever, if they would have won that game.
I would not disagree with that. I mean, obviously it would be a signature win so far this year for them, given like who they had on the ice. But I mean, after Boston took the lead in the second period, I think it was just like, all right, this is over.
Yeah. And that's look what happened. I mean, granted, I think the guy should have got traded years ago, but you know, G came back. The last game was it last night? Today's Friday. We're recording
2 nights ago, Wednesday night.
Okay. Wednesday night. So, he came back. Would he have like 3 or 4 assists? Would he?
Yeah, he had a monster game.
Monster game. It's like, damn, that's, you know, now you're getting players back. This is what happens. Like, if he was
monster
on the
ice, jam, yeah. He's on fire. Yeah.
if he would have played in that Lake Tahoe game, Lake Tahoe game. You see, my mind's on Taco Bell for some reason. I have no idea why. Maybe because I saw a commercial for one of those build your own boxes, and I'm like, ooh, ooh. Hey, but anyway, so yeah, hey now, calm it down. But now, since I mean, if he would have been on the ice, you don't know if that game outcome could have changed. You don't know if he would have gave the spark for the Flyers to maybe, okay, they went up 2-1, maybe they scored 3, you know, maybe they scored another goal, make it in a 3, maybe they win 3-2, you know what I mean, or 3-1. He's out there, it makes a difference. You don't know, and unfortunately, we're never gonna know.
This is true. Is there, like, concern going forward? Now, I know you've had the concerns and have said you're not obviously not a Flyers fan, but not a believer in Carter Hart and just, like, is this team a playoff team?
I hate the fucking Flyers. And it's not because of I hate the team. It's no disrespect. I hate you Flyer fans. The people in the stands that flat out said, and I've heard this in my own ears, I don't give a fuck if we lose the game. You see how hard that had Simmons hit that guy in that fight? Like, yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about fighting and knocking the other team down and physical. Yeah, fucking Flyers. Like, no, that's fucking stupid. Like, your team fucking lost. Congratulations. You suck. You fucking suck. Yeah, I don't care how hard you fucking hit the guy. You lose, you lose. Get over it. But I don't actually hate the Flyers. Plus, I do hate, okay, I don't hate the team. Also hate the organization, how they only promote, well, now they're not doing it, and look what happens, you know, only promote Flyer people. Like, dude, the Flyer way of hockey is fucking useless. It's 2021. We're not in the fucking 70s. Wake the fuck up. And actually, they're actually waking the fuck up now. and this is what you got. Made the playoffs last year. They're one number one seed in the round robin. But my nose is running there. About Carter Hart, though, people made him out to be the next Messiah. Like, he is going to be the next best goalie that's ever lived. And I'm just like, yo, pump the brakes. The kid's actually got to fucking play a couple seasons. But even, I can't even, if you, well, how do I word this? You cannot accurately judge Carter Hart until he has an adequate defense around him. Because no matter how good he is, if the freaking other team is getting, you know, 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, you know, shit, 3-on-1s, and the puck's in the zone freely, the other team's going to score. I don't care how good of a goalie you are. So until Carter Hart has an adequate defense around him, you can't judge him. You can't say he's great, and you can't say he sucks. It's just, you just got to hope he doesn't get about 10 goals. Because his defense sucks. I mean,
was ever a weekend for him to get it right, and if he's going to inevitably start at least one of these games, I would say they'll probably split this weekend.
Oh yeah,
they play two games against Buffalo. It's tomorrow and Sunday. If there's ever a time for him to get it right and have like a game where he gives up one goal or ends up with a shutout, it's this weekend.
Yeah, but that's such a tall task, though, man. Because the Flyers are what? One of the last ranked teams in the league when it comes to shots allowed?
Like, yeah, they don't really. I mean, no, the other night they actually produced some shots on offense. Oh, they also give up a bunch on.
Yeah. How much can you actually ask a Carter Hart when there's no defense? Like, yeah.
Well, the good news is, like, Buffalo is kind of reeling right now. I mean, yeah, I think they won, like, a game or two this week. By some miracle, but I mean, like, their star player Jack Eichel is disinterested, and it seems like he wants to go somewhere else. And Taylor Hall's not really putting up the Taylor Hall numbers that they had envisioned. So, I mean, if they can just clamp down, and the Flyers, hopefully, finally, maybe I could be right, they should be getting back, I think, Lindblom, Konechny, and Lawton this weekend, because Voracek is back. So they could be at full strength. I would take that with a grain of salt. They haven't really practiced together in almost a month, but
few games, few practices, get everyone back to game speed, playing with each other, all the other good stuff, all that lovey-dovey team stuff.
But I mean, the NHL this year is kind of goofy. You have teams like LA who nobody thought would have any chance at all of being remotely, you know, competitive, let alone like right now in the playoff picture, and teams like Chicago, like nobody thought those guys would be anywhere near being in playoff contention.
I mean, this year, dude, it's great. We're playing sports. It's great. Like, it's no shutout. We're not just sitting here twiddling our thumbs. Like, what the fuck's going to happen? It just doesn't feel right though, man. Like, it just doesn't, something doesn't feel, and the NFL felt, I guess, the most normalist, that makes a sense, because you still played every Sunday. It was still a normal schedule. Yeah, you had teams pushed into this game or weekday. I mean, it was pretty great having a Wednesday afternoon game. Not going to fucking lie to you. That's dope. Dope.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But they're playing the only teams in your division. I mean, it just, something doesn't see, or whatever it is. It just doesn't seem right, man. It just seems off. Like, I hope that when it comes to playoffs, it doesn't sacrifice like a team that's actually really good gets snubbed and some shit teams in there because they actually played well. You know what I mean? Like, I hope.
Yeah, and they played like 20 less games than normal in that schedule like that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Huge deal. But I just hope that when it comes, because again, last year, the bubble playoffs, NHL. But that compared to NBA, the NHL kicked the shit out of NBA. That was some damn good product they put out there. Like, even my wife, who is not interested in sports at all, was sitting there watching hockey with me. Like, it was damn good hockey to watch in that bubble. Like, it was fucking awesome. I just hope we get that this year again. Like, it's not some shit team out there. It's a competitive, another 4 or 5 overtime game. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. Shit, who do I bet right now? Try to lie bet, try to make some money.
Not only that, like it was like a there was a possibility in that game that you could have saw a goalie reach 100 saves.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
Which is, just would have been insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just I mean, to think about that. Even 100 saves?
I was anti-round robin, but even the round robin games are good. I mean, yeah, there was a report that teams are sandbagging for seeding. Okay, whatever. I don't know what to say to that. It could be true. It could not be true. But even the round robin games are fucking awesome. Like, the NHL did it right last year, and I hope they do that right again. That's what I hope. I'm hoping for. But we shall see.
I'm just going, like, off the, like, not a little bit off the trail here, but I know you mentioned, like, watching, like, the NFL on a Wednesday and how, like, ridiculous that was, but it was really cool.
Fucking awesome.
And, like, how you have, like, the NBA and NHL that did these, like, round robins, like, play to get in, and now this starts to see, you start to see that they're adding some of this to, like, their regular, like, I guess, formats. Now the, yes. You know, the NBA is going to have that X amount of, what is it, the last two or four teams they play to get in to the actual playoffs now, and, like...
Yes, that sounds about right, at least.
And you saw, like, NASCAR last year, they were running, like... back-to-back at tracks, and they were running, like, in the middle of the week. And that was pretty cool.
Pretty
like, you know, on, like, a Thursday night, you could watch a NASCAR race, or... And you were like, all right, this is neat. And then they flipped the field, and...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I can get in.
So, I mean, like, there were some... I mean, as far as, like, how bad of a year it was, and how, like, far-fetched some of these, like, rule changes and formats were... It is pretty cool to see them adopt this possibly just going forward. I mean, look at baseball. What was it like? Runner was on second, but I think that was already in place.
The NL had the DH. You had was it extra innings to start out with a runner on score in second. Yep.
So and then double
out a runner. Yep.
Double headers were only 7 inning games.
That's pretty sweet, actually. That's
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. All right, so I'm going to offend some baseball purists out there. I don't know why they just didn't adapt the permanent DH in the NL. To me, that's fucking stupid. They don't.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. And I think like a lot of teams kind of making some trades last year with guys that had more years on that contract kind of built their team to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, talking about baseball, though, I think, what, this weekend – the Phillies, it actually maybe started right, but this weekend starts. They're actually going to start televising spring training games, I think. Or is it next week? It's one of these two weekends.
I think it's like the middle of this week or next weekend. Yeah.
Okay. All right, dude. I can't wait. I mean, granted, I'm not a spring training guy because to me, it's like, it's stupid. That's just whatever. The only thing you're really looking at is pitchers. I mean, that's batters will find their rhythm eventually. You're looking at pitchers. Hey, can this guy? What does this guy do? How much does this guy hate? What's his fastball speed? But just the fact that baseball's back, like it just means springtime, barbecue, summer, boating, fishing. Like, let's go. Like, just get here already.
Get rid of the snow.
Get rid of the snow. Like, please, no more. Let's get this shit.
We've
started.
Had enough.
But the Phillies though. I heard some people talking about they can actually surprise people. Like I mean, listen, I'm on record saying they can make the playoffs as a wild card team. But other people are saying, I think Stephen A. Smith, or is it, who was it? It wasn't Stephen A. Who the fuck was it? It might have been one of those Michael Wilbon or the other Tony Kornheiser, whatever the fuck that show is, said that the Phillies can actually make a run. Or some shit like that. I don't buy into that. I mean, they brought in what's his name so they can win now. The bullpen problems get fixed?
Like, I mean, they got rid of some terrible guys, and it looks like right now, I mean, the closer's job is open, so there's not really like relying on Hector Neris to be the closer to start the season like they did the last couple years. I think Archie Bradley might be better fit in that role. But, I mean, they did pick up a couple bullpen arms. They picked up a couple starters. It appears now that they may be in on, Jake Odorizzi?
Yeah.
Free agent. So, I mean, he would obviously be, like, a third or fourth starter behind Nola and Wheeler.
They also said that he also said, it was Tony Kornheiser, also said that how the Phillies pitching is great. I mean, the starters.
I mean, their top two are good. They're
Who's their top two? Nola and
Wheeler.
Ah, first of all, Wheeler. I don't think he's that good. And Nola's inconsistent. I mean, now it's this year. Maybe they're going to be better. You never know. But to me, they're just inconsistent.
And why they play the games.
Oh, good point. I mean, you got to think about it. Go back 10, 11, 12 years ago with that Phillies lineup with the pitchers. I mean, shit, you go back to what, 2000? Hear that? That's the Wentz train going by, people.
Oh, man.
There's the Wentz train. There it is. Choo-choo.
Rest in peace.
But you go back when you had Holiday. Who was it? Holiday, Oswalt. Who
Lee.
Else? Lee. Who the fuck? There was one other good one.
Pedro Martinez, Hamels.
Hamels, that's it. Hamels, yeah. Fuck Pedro. Fuck, who's your daddy, motherfucker. Fucking hate that guy. But anyway, I mean, you go back, that's ace pitching. That's fucking playoff pitching. You give me Wheeler and Nola, it's like, maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's you go from bona fide pitching, like, holy fuck, this team is good, to, I mean, hopefully they can last six innings. Well, we'll find out. Maybe they go six and a third. Maybe. Possibly.
I mean, it sounds like we're going to be able to have fans at all Philadelphia sports in limited capacity very soon.
All but the Wells Fargo, because apparently the Wells Fargo can only allow like 500 people or some shit like that. And
500 fans, I thought. But they were putting up the other night during the Flyers game, if you watched, they had like the nets up. They must have like put them up again, because if you remember, they didn't have the nets for the fans, but now they have those. And they had put in like a new like ventilation system where pretty much like it will like... Basically, the air that is in there right now would be basically entirely different air a half hour later with that HVAC system.
Awesome. So, side topic, Mike. This is before I get back into Phillies and fans and shit like that. Side topic for you, right? So now, let's say, like, let's fast forward X amount of time you can think of. A year, 2 years, 3 years. All these safety precautions they're putting in place, like the ventilation system. Is that going to be the new norm? Like that state-of-the-art air purification system inside, you know what I mean? Like it recycles the air at a crazy and sanitizes it in a crazy speed. Is that going to be like the new norm? You think?
I think it almost has to be.
And that's pretty cool. I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
But like, just think about like the evolution of attending a sporting event, let alone like any real like large. Event with like a large crowd. But I mean, remember pre 9/11, I mean, we were probably pretty young then. I mean, we were like 12 and 13 years old when 9/11 happened. Yeah, I was eighth grade.
You old bastard.
I was eighth grade when 9/11 happened, but are you sure?
I heard it perfectly because I was in, where the fuck was I? I think I was in science class and the announcement came over. Like, everyone report to your homerooms, and my homeroom was in where I took Spanish. And that was sixth grade, because they pulled me out of Spanish, because, you know, I could barely read and speak English. Literally learn an entirely different language here. And that's what, yes, I remember that. That was 100% sixth grade.
But what I'm getting at is, like, if you remember going to a sporting event back then, you could bring whatever you wanted into the stadium, really. You could bring a cooler with your own food and all this. And then, like, going forward after that, it was like, you can only have a cooler this size. You have to get wanded as you go in. You have to...
Clear bag.
Yeah, clear bag. You had to if you were bringing in a hoagie, you couldn't wrap it in paper. It had to be wrapped in saran wrap. Yeah,
I remember a time when the link opened, right? The link just first opened, and people on sports radio were going ballistic because you couldn't bring in your own hoagies.
Well, you could, but they had to be in clear saran wrap or something at the time.
I thought it was – you couldn't bring them at all because people – maybe you're right, but I don't know. Maybe you're right because people used to put like take the hoagie wrapper, put like, you know,
beers.
Like the lettuce, and they wrap it around the fucking beer. Fucking genius.
But they are the true degenerates. It's almost like those like real men of genius. They are the true degenerates right there. Rapping. We need like a true degenerates like jingle like that with the Mr. wrapping my beer in a hoagie wrapper and throwing lettuce and tomato on it just to get it in a stadium, man.
Oh my god, the 700 level. That never happened. I mean, we're Philadelphia, so we had that stigma against us. Like, we're the assholes that throw snowballs at Santa Claus from, like, the 60s and the pelting people with batteries. But that 700 level at the Vet, that was a lawless wasteland. That will never happen again in sports history. I don't care what city, stadium. Okay, maybe Dodgers, LA, because that's, like, a gang thing over there. People get killed in that stadium. That's a completely different topic. But that 700 level, that was a lawless wasteland. So great, though. It's fucking great. Never happened. It will never happen again, though. Never.
But getting back on track, I do think that this stuff that they're coming out with like air purification and possibly having to prove if you are negative for COVID or if you've been vaccinated, I do think that this is a new norm. Now, I mean, it's never easy to get, you know, acclimated right away to this stuff, but who knows, you know, in 5 years from now, this is just going to be like everyday protocol.
I think casinos, don't quote me on this, but don't casinos have like, they've been had that air purification system because of smokers and like the smoking room and shit like that?
Probably.
So like the casinos are well ahead of all this shit. Like, honestly, I think the casino is probably the most safest place you could be. Like, there's cameras everywhere, purification things. Like, they don't want people smelling like cigarette smoke. They want people to stay in there. I don't know, man. I think the casino is, I think our peoples were well ahead of this, man. They were at forefront. They did this years ago. They're good.
I mean, they do have to stay like one step ahead as far as like safety and security protocols being, you know, since they're literally handling millions and millions of dollars a day.
Yeah. Speaking about casinos, you check out that new one yet? The Live?
No. I've heard about it.
Dude, I want to go. I drove by it again today. I want to see that shit so badly. So there's a new casino right in South Philly called Live. Pretty fucking nice. I will say, it looks pretty fucking nice. I'm trying to call my wife Christina and going this weekend. I don't think it's going to work out, though. But I could try. I could try. Speaking of that real quick, I'm derailing the show again, Mike, I'm sorry. But driving by, I was passing, you know, anyone, you know, in the area, there is a thing called the Turf Club in South Philly. You know, it's right across the street from Live. Yo, that parking lot was popping, dude. That place was packed today at like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
I'm not even sure why. I don't know if there's any maybe derby prep races or something like that maybe going on.
Fucking popping. I'm like, wow. It brought a tear to my eye, man. I'm like, it's so beautiful, and I should be there right now.
The South Philly one, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. Yeah. That's the only one I recognize.
Yeah. Same.
Fucking love that fucking place. But
I actually camped out there the day of the Flyers outdoor game, the most recent one at the Link. I was like, all right, I'm going to go and take the train to South Philly. So I got a ride to the train station, and I'm like, I'm getting there early. I'm not obviously not parking because that day was just like crazy. I think like the Sixers may have had a home game that day the Sixers may have had a home game.
There was two sports going. Yep.
It was insane over there. So I just kind of went like, all right, where can I go where it's going to be warm? It was raining that day. Where's it going to be dry? And where can I get food? And I was like, the turf club. where I can eat shitty hot dogs and soft pretzels all day. I can get like $1.50 like Miller High Life, Miller Low Life, and just like kind of wait it out and walk to the stadium. And that's what I did.
Back when okay, one more quick story and we'll get back to the show back on track. So I used to, when I was in high school, my friend Matt, it was all about gambling, dude. All about it. I mean, we're in high school. We used to play poker at the fucking lunch table for money. We've gotten detentions and shit like that, dude. It was just, or not detentions. We got warned. I'm sorry. Correction. We got warned about it. the we used to freaking cards are always flying. So he's like, because my stepdad at the time was also big on horse racing. So he's like kind of my entry into it. Because I used to go with him back in the day, back when Cherry also had the track. What is it, the Garden State Park, where the fuck it was called? Something like that. So we used to go there. And so my friend Matt and his dad, they always went to turf clubs. So finally, I was like, hey, want to tag along with us? I'm like, sure. And we were like 16, 17. So the dad, his dad would place bets for us. Dude, we would go every fucking weekend from like junior year after we graduated. Every weekend we would go there. 16 years old, had his dad's placing bets for us. Then finally, when we turned 18, we were able to walk up there and bet. Holy shit, man.
You guys are the true degenerates.
Yeah. God damn. It sucks having a gambling problem. 1-800 gambler. I'm the picture.
You're on the billboard when you're driving down 95 to Harris Chester.
Don't end up like this guy. Nah.
You're the guy like that's pasted on the wall, like right above the urinal at like, you know, parks. No, I'm kidding.
Well, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
It's like that old school commercial about the 1-800 gambler. It's not losing. What is it? It's not losing if you're winning. Or no, what the fuck is that? God damn, it was a dude in a parking garage looking for what the fuck was it saying? It's like, God. It's not a gambling problem. It's a money problem. And winning will solve all that.
He's like, it's my kid's birthday today. Here I am. Sorry, Johnny.
Sorry, Lily.
But anyway, steering this bus back on track here. On track, just like the 76ers, who got the win the other night. Two wins this week after they had lost on Sunday night to Toronto. They follow up with a win against Toronto, and then Ben Simmons basically goes up to Luka Doncic last night and says, who's your daddy?
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Pretty much.
Okay, so I got to take back what I said about Ben. He is having, even though his points aren't there, this past month, he's been just lights out. Just defensively, everything he's doing right now is what this team needs. It's a thing of beauty watching this team. A well-coached Sixers team. It's a thing of beauty, man. You can't get any better than this.
Well-coached team. I mean, now that they're starting to get healthy again, I mean, Tobias got a little bit banged up last night.
Oh, yeah.
Now
the MRI came back. There's no damage. It's just a contusion. So he's good. He'll be back. Nothing serious.
But now that, you know, they are somewhat healthy and they're starting to get back and, you know, they got some... Embiid's doing that two-man game thing again where he really had that with J.J. Redick because J.J. was like a top three-point threat. Now they have that again with like Seth Curry. So, I mean, it's every time they're on the floor together, it's just like
this
pick
whole
and roll.
It's just this whole team, man. It's just, yeah, I think we need one more piece before we can say, hey, we're a fucking championship team. We will be marching down Brawl Street. And actually, I don't know if you heard the reports there, Mike, about one Kyle Lowry apparently wants to come here. And apparently, what's the team wants to honor him going to a team he wants to go to. So we're in the Lowry race right now, which...
He wants to come home, man.
Yeah.
He wants to come home.
If we get him, dude, it's like, then we're marching down Brawl Street. There's...
Depending on what they give up. I mean, I don't want him to sell the farm for, you know, what Kyle Lowry is, what, 34?
He would probably have to give up Maxie, probably Thibault, maybe a couple of draft picks.
I would rather give up the draft picks than those players.
Nah, they're going to want players back. They're going to want young players, so a Maxie, a Thibault, maybe, I don't know, some other crappy bench player you can think of.
They could probably get away with giving up just draft picks, I think.
Oh, no, because Toronto was it Toronto? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to want some young players back to try to rebuild that team. So they're going to want, again, a Maxi, a Thibault. Who's the other guy? I forgot his name already. Motherfucker. But they're going to want players back. The question is how many players they're going to want. And you can't give up both Maxi and Thibault. You can't. That's your young team. Maybe one of the two. I'll be okay with Thybul, even though he has good defense. Keep Maxey, trade Thybul. I don't know.
I mean, Kyle Lowry, I would like him on this team.
Oh, yeah.
But how much are you really giving up for a guy whose contract is up at the end of the year? Now, he would probably want to stay here, even if we don't win it all. But then again, now you're a team that's up against the luxury tax. Kyle Lowry is probably going to command like 2 years, like $60 million, like $30 million a year.
Yeah.
And he will get that. He would get that from
max contract. Really,
he would really get that from any team though.
Oh, but yeah. He's worth
does
it.
If he does come here, the Sixers, I don't think, should have to give up that much. That's why I think they can get away with like, you know, just picks. And I'm not talking second round picks. Maybe they give up like a first that's unprotected, or
they're going to give up picks. It's going to have to be like two first rounds, not protected, a handful of seconds, and whatever. It's going to be a lot of fucking picks, dude.
Well, I think the thing is, like, Toronto knows that they're not going to re-sign him. So I think the longer it goes, the less Toronto is going to command in return.
Almost like a once factor. Tyler Lee knows he's not going to come back, so might as well just wait it out, see what happens.
So, I mean, it is interesting.
Yeah, and it is.
He definitely would fit this team.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be really nice to have him.
I mean, and this team is good right now. I mean, listen, we're nitpicking with this fucking team. This team is a playoff team, if not a championship team. They just need one more piece to get them definitively over the hump. That's because, again, think about it. If Ben goes down again or Embiid goes down, then who you got? So you need one more piece. You need one more consistent piece to come in and just play. That's it. Score points. Get them buckets. But the...
you got some role players that are stepping up on certain nights. Yeah. Like Korkmaz had a big game on Tuesday. He had a monster eight. Stepping up.
He's not bad. I mean, listen, I would call him like, you know, Mr. Captain Inconsistency. But then again, he's, you know, role player at this point. But no, he's a halfway decent player. You still have, again, Maxey, Thybul. I mean, I go back to the game the other day when you had, was it last week? You had Embiid in foul trouble in the first period or second period, whatever the fuck it was, the point. And you had all the backups in, young player, and they're still dominating. Like, this team is a good team. Ah, my knee's locking. Damn it, my knee's locking. Ugh, sucks getting old, Mike. There we go.
But, I'm older than you, but okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
By like a year, but...
Yeah, it's a long time. A year and a lot of days. But this team is a good team. Or we just need one more piece. That's all we need. It's one more piece. That's it.
I firmly believe that. I mean, I think the bench is in place.
Yes.
If you do get a guy like Lowry, it's just going to push one more quality guy to the bench. And, I mean...
The team will be stacked if you got Lowry.
You have two all-stars already on this team and one all-star snub who should have probably made it, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do there? But the stark difference in this team, if we compare it from... You know, Brett Brown's team to this team. I mean, it's almost like you're watching a completely different team out there. The way they play, they're handling themselves. They're just, you know, there's games this year where they were down in the fourth quarter and they come back and win it. You want to see that with Brett Brown's team? No, not at all. That was a loss. Like, this team is just fucking good. So, quick question for you, Mike. Let's say, I don't know, they don't get Lowry, they get some other player. I don't care who it is. Not a Lowry type. Not like a star player. Just any type of role player. All right.
Maybe like a George Hill. Something like that.
Something like that. Some not a big name guy, but a guy who maybe could be a piece. All right. So let's say they go on a run. Let's say, for sake of this argument, I don't know. Maybe they're. Let's just say they go to the NBA championship. They're in the finals. All right. I say they're in the finals. Win or lose, they're in the finals right now. Can this team surpass... Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't fucking know. I'm trying to be fancy here with my college-level words. Can this team pass the Eagles in being the number one team in the city?
As far as...
the most popular. Because right
as
now,
far
the Eagles
as the most
are,
popular.
The Eagles
yeah,
are number one.
I firmly believe, town. Like, at this point.
Yes.
So the Sixers would have to do it. They would have to win it all this year.
You think so?
They would have to win it all and have the Eagles not be competitive for them to basically be the most popular game in town. And not only that, the Sixers season and Flyers season are probably going to end right around the same time, if not one being a little bit later than the other. And both of those teams should be playoff teams. So, like, if one goes further than the other and one wins it all, that pushes the other one, I think, down a little bit further.
I'm not going to go that far.
And then if the Phillies do the unthinkable, then the Phillies become the darling of the town once again, just like back in the 07, 08, 09, 08, you know, 10 and 11 days.
I don't think the Phillies are going to pass the Sixers at all, ever, right now. But anyway, so you think, not I don't give a fuck about the Flyers or Phillies. So if the Sixers make it to the finals, I'm not saying win. They make it to the finals, considering their playoff runs the past 2 years. The team, how much, I guess, what sort of more popularity they have right now with Ben and Embiid, Doc Rivers, you know, Seth, all the bench players, right? And the whole entire fucking franchise, just making it to the finals, can they surpass the Eagles in being the number one team? Not win or lose, just making it.
Like I said, in the short term, yes, but all of the popularity and attention will turn to the Eagles. I mean, obviously, like, the draft, there's going to be some, like, attention there, but, like, all of that attention, unless the Phillies are, like, right there in first place, or you know the Phillies are going to make the playoffs in, like, late July, early August, right around, like, training camp for the Eagles, all that attention goes right to the Eagles until the Eagles start off terribly or what have you.
It's gonna happen. But that's back to before we get into Eagles talk here. That's Sixers schedule, man. That's second half. Whew. Now, granted, I am on record saying I don't give a fuck about the regular season because this is a playoff team. Just make it to the playoffs and they'll be fine. But dude, the end of March, what do they have, like 4 or 5 road games in a row? All good teams. Like, whew. Man.
I've been saying it, and I think it'll be a great test for them because that'll be the time when they will get someone, most likely, via trade. But the team should be and hopefully will be healthy then, and that's when the other teams will be healthy, and you'll get to see how they match up against a healthy Boston, a healthy Brooklyn, healthy Milwaukee, healthy Miami, those you know, big guns, Indiana. So
I don't think Brooklyn's that good. I just
but as long as they got those three and once they get healthy, it's gonna be
I don't know. Speaking about, like, big players, you see all the LeBron hate lately?
I don't get it.
He doesn't have, like, you know, NBA now, people get on the beat, like, oh, it's a load maintenance day. Well, Wilt didn't have a load maintenance, blah 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 blah. They don't fail to realize the game has changed. This is the new normal. You got to give guys rest. But LeBron doesn't take that. LeBron is playing nonstop. So people are, you know, all like, oh, he sucks now. What is he doing? You know, he's not playing hard right now. He is not playing hard right now. He is purposely laying off to save himself for the playoffs. Now watch. Magically, the playoff time comes. He's going to be lights out again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, guarantee it. He's not playing hard right now. He's purposely pulling up shots, taking, I mean, he's not driving to the lane. He's playing easy right now on purpose to try to save himself because he is older. Like, I don't buy into that. Oh, he sucks now. Like, no, he's doing it on purpose. He doesn't take any time off. He's just taking it easy. You fell into the trap. There you go, guys.
Pretty much.
Oh, shit.
But, I mean, if you had to name a first-half MVP for the NBA, would it be Joel Embiid?
100%.
Would it be LeBron James?
No, 100% Embiid. And look what he's done. Look what he keeps doing. The dude is a fucking animal right now.
He's also slowed down over the last few games, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a long season. He's not going to play, right. like, lights out every single goddamn game. I mean, he's not going to be like Mr. 53 points or 52 points. He's going to have, you know, take some, you know what I mean? It's, he's going to cool it down because teams will be covering him a lot more or whatever. But no, 100% what Embiid's done, he has to be the MVP of the first half.
Has to and be. Doc Rivers has to be coach of the year.
Yes. Well, coach of the first half. Now, yeah. If he takes his team to the finals, 100% coach of the year. He can't not be the coach of the year if he takes his team to the finals. Comparing how this team lost in the playoffs last year, I mean, granted, okay, yeah, the triple doink in the rim, the last second buzzer beater. All right, maybe they the Sixers should have won that game. Maybe they will make to the finals. Maybe, but we'll never know that. Yeah, it's what you see now and what you saw last year. So compare this team getting their ass kicked last year to this team being in the finals. No, Doc Rivers, 100% coach of the year.
Take it.
I got to drink to that one.
I think we should crack one open here. I think it's time. Let's do it. Yeah, we're going to crack one open here for Belly Up Sports, our gracious podcast network hosts.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
So good.
Delicious.
So good. Goddamn beer. My weakness. That and ice cream. Dangerous combo.
Speaking of combos.
Ooh, what we got?
What was Tiger Woods on when he crashed?
Oh.
Apparently Tiger they're saying Woods. They're saying nothing, but from yes. Everything that I've seen on TV. Unless he's staring at his phone watching TikTok videos, I don't know how you go like 100 feet and veer that far left.
Shit. So apparently the talk screen came back. They ruled out he was not under the influence 100%. So what I can't find anything about how that crash happened. Granted, it's in the mountains. Maybe a squirrel ran in front of the fucking car and he swerved off or some shit. You know, maybe he's seeing shit. Maybe there's a Perkins waitress in the front seat giving him some roadhead. I mean, I don't. Maybe they, you know, they kind of got her off the scene real quick. Like, you were never here. Here's $1 million. Go away.
I don't know. Did he invest in like GameStop that day? And then he looked down at his phone and was like, oh shit.
Oh, back to
look
reality.
What's going on in New York. GameStop is up $100 already. Crash. I mean, I don't know. Like,
but I don't know how you find. Only thing I can find. Granted, it's a couple days later. Is how he got moved to the other hospital, and he had.
Tends to happen.
Yeah. What did he have? He had what is it called when the bone goes through the skin? Was that
compound fractures and stuff?
And
like
he has had screws put in his legs and shit like that. But the big question is this it for Tiger?
I don't think so. I was just kidding about like him, you know, being under the influence. I do like Tiger, but yeah, I'm a big Tiger fan. I mean, the guy he's a machine. Yeah.
Dude, that's our childhood right there.
He's a machine.
He's
not that much older than us. He's probably a good like 13 years, 10, maybe 10, 13 years older. I don't think this is the end. I think, you know, he's always kind of defied the odds. He's been through so much and looked forward to getting back to it.
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, I thought the last major he won was a fluke. I don't think I was on record saying he'll never win our major again. Excuse me, I'm burping there. He's older. I mean, look at Phil Mickelson. He's older. Has he really wowed you lately?
No, but he's not Tiger Woods.
I'll give you that.
And guess what? I would go out on a limb and say Tiger wins the 2022 Masters.
I don't think he'll be golfing again until at least 2023, 2024. Nah. If
he's gonna, dude. This guy, we're talking about a guy who was like on one leg and won before. So he only needs one leg.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the, you know, the whole back thing he had where he could barely swing a club because his spine would have been fused or some shit like that.
Yeah, but this is great for him. He's basically got like all this time now for his back to get right.
Okay, yeah, but now yes, you know, the By occasionally golf, I mean every Sunday. I go to the driving range in the summertime. I play golf every other week, and I suck at it. I fully admit I suck at golf, but I love it anyway. Dude, you got the drive on his legs. I don't know what leg it was, but dude, you got it. Like, it's like that dude from Happy Gilmore. You know what I mean? It's all in the hips.
Chubbs.
Oh, Chubbs, that's it. I mean, dude, you're going to drive off that leg. It's going to take years for him, physical therapy, strength building. I mean, shit, he could have the screws in his legs for at least 6 months. So by the time he's 100%, I don't think he's going to come back. Because you're talking like 2 or 3 years down the line. Unless he's, like you're saying, like he's a fucking robot and he's back in like a year.
It's a proven fact that the guy is a robot.
He's like Tio in the fucking hyperbaric chamber came back in 6 months after tearing his fucking knee.
Dude, modern medicine is amazing and modern sports medicine is unbelievable. I mean, he got transferred out of the trauma unit, the hospital that had like the level one trauma unit where he had the emergency surgeries to, I guess, just like a regular general hospital where he's going to be doing like his recovery and rehab there within what, 36 hours or something like that. So, I mean, you know, this guy's not going to be like laying in bed. He's probably already chomping at the bit to get up and get moving. So,
I mean, it's going to be kind of shitty not seeing him at the Masters this year. I mean, granted, he never really lately. I mean, he won it, right? Is that the last major he won? Was it the Masters?
I believe so.
Okay. But, I mean, other than that year, he really hasn't been there. It's going to suck. But whatever. I mean, you're still going to have Mickelson. You're still going to have, Dustin Johnson with a McIlroy. You're going to have Bryson DeChambeau out there just hitting the ball as hard as he fucking can. Hopefully goes near the fucking green. Fucking love that guy. But, I mean, it's definitely if Tiger put golf back on the map when we were kids. Who is going to step up and be the next Tiger that draws people to watch? Because Tiger drives ratings for golf, PGA.
I don't think there is one yet.
No, there isn't. I mean, yeah, if you follow it, you have, like you said, Bryson DeChambeau, McIlroy, Dustin Johnson. There's my grandmother keeps talking about some other dude that's really good. I can't remember his fucking name. What the hell's his goddamn name? I can't remember. But unless you're like, but there's the draw the casual person in. There isn't, like you're saying, there isn't one.
No, there's no. I have to watch the sport because of this guy. Just like, you know, the casual NASCAR fans back in the day that were watching because it was like, Dale Earnhardt Jr., it's Dale Earnhardt's son. And, you know,
Jeff Gordon. I hope he crashes.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, because he's great. Or, you know.
Tony Stewart. That was a popular guy. He used to go around Home Depot with his fucking car.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they'll eventually find their guy. Maybe they have their guy.
Yeah,
maybe it's Chase Elliott. You don't know. Maybe it's Kyle Busch.
Nah. The only... no. Definitely not Kyle Busch. Oh, God, no. I mean, I thought Bubba Wallace, maybe. Maybe. Who's that? There's some chick out there that's racing. What the hell's her goddamn name? I follow on Instagram. Is it Haley something?
Oh, yeah.
She's blonde.
I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, what the fuck? It starts with D, I think. I can't
but
remember.
She used to do a lot of those like drag racing though. Yeah. I think.
Yes. Maybe she can, you know, because everyone thought, you know, Danica Patrick, like, oh, maybe this and that, and she just fizzled out. I give granted, we'll never know, was because of her skill or the fact that there's a woman in NASCAR. But I don't know. Maybe this chick can come up and be like, yo, let me watch what she does. Like, you know, woman NASCAR. That's all right. Let's see what you do. Drag racing. All right. Go out there. See what you got. You know. But I don't. I mean, NASCAR really doesn't have anyone right now. Again, Bubba Wallace, but that's I don't know. Really, no one.
Speaking of NASCAR, I mean, that race last week on the Daytona Roval, if you will, the Roval, because it's so unique. Like,
it is.
There were three quarters is what, a road course race, and then like that one stretch at like the start finish line is like you're back on the main track.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking awesome. I love that road course in Daytona. Like, back when the, you know, we talk about Versus Network, back when the Speed Network was on, the I used to watch that 24/7 at Daytona. The
Speed Rolex Network. Yeah. Do you remember before Speed Network, what they used to sometimes put NASCAR on?
Fuck, don't tell me. God, I got it. Speed. No, dude, I can't. I'm thinking of it.
Do you remember? And it was at TNN.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I believe they used to have like qualifying sometimes on TNN.
Yes. Okay. I remember that. I remember. But dude, Speed Network, dude, I used to watch that shit every time I go to my dad's house on weekends. Because my mom and dad got divorced, yada, blah, 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 blah. And I used to watch Speed Network from the time I got there to the time I left. Like, dude, I watch all kind of weird fucking racing. Like, it's just shit that I forgot about. I'm like, man, what was I watching there? It's just so fucking great, dude. But talk about racing real quick. This has been bothering me. And I'm derailing the show, Mike. This is a Chris derail moment again. Formula One. How is that not more popular? I mean, it's popular around the world, but why is it not popular here?
Because it's like soccer, man. Like, soccer is gaining some popularity here, but
some,
I mean,
some. But it's a lot more action-packed than soccer. I mean, do you have the most technologically advanced racing machines out there that are engine? I mean, they are the top of the line. There's nothing that can beat them as far as technology goes, the freaking designing, what the races do in the action. Like, dude, watching a Formula One race is fucking awesome. Like, it should, I mean, honestly, all right, this is gonna be probably piss off some people, but dude, I think Formula One should be more popular here than NASCAR is here.
Yeah, but how many Formula One races are run here?
None. You got me there.
So that's what I mean. Like, you know, are you watching MLS soccer or are you watching like English Premier League?
Yeah, MLS. Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, you got me. You got me, camera guy. But
you got me.
You got me. You got me on that one. But dude, it's just fucking awesome. Even the do you remember the I don't know what it's called, but it's the electric Formula One cars, and they have like the freaking booster things on the track, so they get a boost track past people. Dude, I was watching that shit like fucking crazy because they had they were airing the same exact time as the what the fuck was that football league called? The American God, what was it? AAF? What the hell was it called?
American Alliance.
That's it. Alliance American Football. It was airing the same time as that, so I used to flip back and forth to them. Like, that was also a fun-ass fucking thing to watch. Oh, that's my Chris derail moment. We can get the show back on track now if you want.
Yeah, let's take a look here. I don't know. I still think it's a little bit too early to start talking some March Madness, but, I mean,
you did mention on our little show sheet, it's a college, a certain college. I think they lost, actually, recently.
Villanova?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So, it's tough. They got a really good team. They do year in and year out.
Oh, yeah, of course. Coach K, man.
Well, right? No, that's Jay Wright. No, Jay Wright.
Whatever.
Coach K is Duke.
Time. Yeah, Duke. I'm sorry. Whatever. Jay Wright. See, God, here's another thing for you, Mike. And this is factual hate. I have reasonable facts why I hate Villanova. But I fucking hate Villanova. I would rather root for every other basketball team in this city than root for a second for Villanova.
I don't love them, and I don't hate them. I just don't feel like there's that much. I don't know. I'm not attached to
Villanova. I don't think they're as good this year as they are previous years. I think this is kind of a lull, bad year for them. They didn't lose. They also won by 11, I think, the other night. Was it 11? They lost the team by a decent amount. Yeah, I think it was some shit like that.
I was like, if it came down to it, I'd root for Villanova over most schools. But if it was like anyone else in like the Big Five,
I would root for the other Big Four of the Big Five before I ever root for Villanova.
Yeah, I'd root for Temple or St. Joe's or, you know, somebody like that.
Oh, yes. Temple, St. Joe's, Drexel, 100%. Here we go.
LaSalle, maybe.
Okay, LaSalle. Okay, LaSalle. Yeah, I'll give you LaSalle. But, like, Villanova, again, my hatred for Villanova, I have facts why I hate Villanova. I work for a local water delivery company, and I was in Villanova a lot. Fuck those people. Fuck the town. Fuck that whole fucking area. Fuck Lancaster, where the campus is located on. Fuck everything.
Lancaster? It's not Lancaster.
It's off Lancaster Ave.
I thought you meant like out in Lancaster.
No. Lancaster Ave. What is it? Right after Bryn Mawr. The campus, right after Bryn Mawr, right before Wayne. In that section right there. Fuck that whole fucking area. That whole fucking Bryn Mawr, Villanova, Wayne. That whole, God, I hate them all. Fuck all that area. Those mainline preppy fucks. God. Ugh. I miss being out there, though, because I'm not out there anymore. But besides the point, I miss the misery, I guess you could say. Like that Hailstorm song. But, I mean, the Big Five. I mean,
is it Big Five or is it City Six, if you want to include, what, Drexel?
You got to. It's got to be City Six. Yeah. Drexel, was that the fucking strawberries?
Driscoll.
That's it. That's it. Weren't they in the tournament last year? Or no, sorry, 2 years ago?
That was maybe LaSalle. LaSalle usually sneaks in.
Or is it Temple? One of them just made it. I can't
remember. LaSalle
can't
sometimes sneaks in.
Okay.
If Temple or like St. Joe's are in, it's usually a bigger deal. But sometimes LaSalle, they sneak in. The Explorers. So.
Shit, dude. I've been delivering around all these fucking colleges. I did a stop at some Drexel campus the other day. I was in St. Joe's the other day. I've been to Villanova and delivered to the campus where I'll be apparently whenever Shmeshme decides to put me at UPenn, I'll be UPenn. Like, I'm this fucking Mr. College over here, man.
Chris College.
Holy shit. But, St. Joe's, I mean, that's don't they always make it? Don't they usually?
Not anymore.
Okay,
not anymore.
Just going back to...
We're going back to, like, the Phil Martelli days. I'm pretty sure Martelli has moved on, and he might be, like, an assistant coach at, I think, a Big Ten school.
Big Ten. All right, I got you now. But, I mean, dude, even college basketball doesn't feel right this year. Like, I can't get into... Like, I'm usually semi into college basketball. Like, I'll watch some games here or there. Dude, I can't even get into it, man. Like, I don't know, it's because of the pandemic. It just doesn't feel right to me right now.
I've been getting into it. There are some teams that I just, you know, started, like, following. And there are some teams that I don't traditionally like. Like, I don't traditionally like Duke at all. But Duke has really turned it up lately. Played really well after, what's his name, Jalon Johnson, I think it was.
Yes.
He opted out for the rest of the season.
I mean, it is going to be great when a tournament comes because you got some weird team. Like, what, a few years ago, you had the Florida Gulf Coast sneaking in and shit like that.
Yeah, you had Chicago.
Like, I love that shit. See those little small underdogs freaking come in and win some games and wreck everything.
It is fun because that entire school just goes nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like the darlings of, like, of United States at that point, because everybody roots for them.
Yeah, so actually, the Florida Gulf Coast. My grandparents have they're what are they called? Snowbirds. They go down to Florida in the wintertime. Their place down there is right, I think it's like 10 minutes away from that school. So when they made it, they drove over and bought a whole bunch of shirts and shit for us.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. But I think actually last time I went down there, I think we drove through their campus. Don't quote me on that. But I think we did. This is going back, you know, back when they made it. That was at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
I don't know if it was that long, maybe five. Maybe.
Okay, it was years ago, and I can't remember what happened yesterday. So don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure we drove through the campus, and it's fucking beautiful, if I remember correctly. Like, people, if you go to that campus, good for you. Good on you. You're fucking awesome.
But anyway, I guess if we can move on here to something that now, I guess, like going forward until there's some big news, I kind of consider it like a mosquito bite that you know you shouldn't scratch, but it's there and it itches and you're going to scratch it until it bleeds. And I really am beginning to equate that to, let's talk about the Eagles.
Fuck. Dude, I used to love talking Eagles with you. I loved it. The good, the bad. But dude, now it's to the point where it's like this fucking team.
Now it's to the point where, like, do you value your health or do you want to keep talking Eagles every
this
week?
This goddamn fucking team. How did we get here to the point where I loathe talking Eagles football. I don't know if it's because of Howie Roseman. I don't know how bad his team is fucked up. I don't know if it's because we traded a franchise quarterback for peanuts. That's probably going to go on to win playoff games. That team's fucking stacked with the Colts. If you can stay healthy, which we will find out this season. I don't know. What do you want to talk about with this team?
I don't know. I mean, you were saying earlier before the show that, you know, you're hearing Schefter saying that.
Oh, yeah.
That the Eagles are going to add a quarterback, which we all kind of knew. They're not going to go into next year with, like, Hurts as a starter and Nate Sudfeld as the backup. I mean, like, heaven forbid something happens to Hurts, then we're automatically going to lose out with Nate Sudfeld.
I mean, you're going to probably be losing out with Hurts. What the fuck's the difference at this point? Why is there so much hatred for Sudfeld? What has he done?
The guy stinks.
What has he done to prove he's... Okay, all right. Okay.
He stinks. He proved a few times that he stinks.
What has he proven that Jalen Hurts hasn't proven? So why is Jalen Hurts automatically next Messiah, but Nick Sudfeld fucking sucks? Get rid of him.
Because Sudfeld just stinks. I just don't know how to put it to you, but like,
no, he fucking stinks.
And nothing against him. He's probably a great guy, but he stinks.
Well, he came in the end of what's the season? Did he throw a touchdown pass? I mean, he came
in against Washington.
Yeah, he drove the field. I mean, he came in. He could move the ball. You watched him.
Look, I hopped in my car and started driving. If I had made it there in time, I might have thrown a touchdown pass against him that week.
Yeah, good point. Got me there. But no, you need to add someone other than Nate Sudfeld. Like, dude, listen, you're a career backup. Have fun. Make your probably, what, $1.5 million, $2 million a year sitting on the bench holding a clipboard. Good on you, man. Dude,
I would love to see them add a guy who's a good locker room guy, like a Tyrod Taylor.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind that, actually.
That's the guy I've been saying for weeks, if not months now.
He's a mobile quarterback like Hurts. So if you do roll with Hurts, then bringing him as a backup, so if Hurts gets hurt, you still have someone else that can, you know, it's kind of the same.
And he's a good guy. He's a guy that has a good attitude and kind of knows that his better days where he's going to be a starting quarterback in the league are behind him. And he can, you know, kind of bring him along. I mean, who knows how much he really, like, brought Herbert along last year. I mean, yeah, they're different players, but at the same time, playing the same position in the NFL, it's a big deal.
He did get fucked, though, man. I think he wants to start, though. That's the only thing, because he got a raw fucking deal, man. Like,
so
I haven't heard anything about there's any lawsuits pending with him to see if he's actually going to file suit against the doctor or a team doctor, because pretty much that doctor caused him to lose his job. You know what I mean? And he wants to start again. So yeah. I don't know. But the question of were the Eagles, would they bring in a quarterback? Or with a sixth pick, knowing someone's going to fall to them, draft a quarterback? That's the question.
I mean, look, would you be upset if they brought in a Fitzmagic?
Oh, not at all. I would not be mad at all. Because chances are, let's say Hurts comes into struggles, he's going to get benched eventually. He's going to have to get benched, and Fitzmagic comes in and saves the season, takes us to a playoffs, we lose, he gets a massive contract, we suck. Continue.
Fitzmagic wouldn't get a massive contract.
He does every time, man. He's
40 years old, dude.
Okay. But that's a cycle of Fitzmagic. He comes in, does well, playoffs, or rallies a team back, massive contract, sucks. Goes to another team, brings it back, massive contract, sucks. Is it a perpetual circle with him?
At the end of the day, I think the Eagles need to look outside the organization and look outside the draft to bring in that quarterback. I think they just need to bring in a veteran guy who can either bring Hurts along, or if it doesn't work out with Hurts, they still have that veteran guy to bring along whoever they go after next year.
This quarterback draft, they're saying, is a hell of a lot better than next year's draft. So if you're there at 6 and someone falls to you, Fields and the Clemson
Lawrence,
guy. Lawrence are going to be gone. They're gone. Those two are gone.
No, it sounds like Wilson will be the second quarterback taken now.
Really? I mean, yeah, he's fucking good.
He's good. He plays in the Mountain West. This is like the Howie special. I saw a mock draft this week where Howie drafts a quarterback in every round. So I guess we'll take Zach Wilson round 1. I guess we'll take Kyle Trask round 2. But maybe we can fall and get like Ian Book in like round 6.
Yeah, someone's going to fall. Trask. Okay, maybe Fields with Trey Lance. Someone's going to fall to you at 6. Now, this year is better than last year. Do you pick up one of those 3 or 4 book, whatever the hell you said, knowing that next year is going to suck? And if Hurts comes out and plays like he did, you know what I mean, which was inconsistent, fumbling problem, you have this rookie that maybe could be something? Maybe? Yeah. Personally.
We're putting a timer on this shit because we can't do this. I think our blood pressure from not talking about it all week off the show has probably dropped at least like 20 points. And now Mayan's probably through the roof. I feel my eyeballs hardening and ready to fall out of my head.
My heart's already fucking racing right now. Like, you could get ready to square off again. But here it is.
If you think that this is the greatest quarterback, I'm not saying that you think it's the greatest quarterback draft of all time, but like, analysts are saying that this quarterback draft class is phenomenal and the Eagles have the 6th pick, and if one or two of those quarterbacks go picks 1 through 5, and there are 2 of those like primetime targets in the draft that are left in Trey Lance and either Fields or Wilson, I think it is in the Eagles' best interest to basically have a team call them up and be like, yo, we will give you like 2 first round picks and whatever to move up and get this guy.
I would not hate that at all. Cause we need so many holes that more picks we get, especially with young talent, I will take.
Like you need a team like the Raiders to give you a call and for them to mortgage their future
Excuse me. Have you heard about the Russell Wilson drama going on with Seattle right now?
Apparently, Seattle said he wants to trade as one of his four teams. Yeah.
Yeah, but Seattle's saying he wants to trade, but his agent came out and said, no, we don't want to trade. We don't play for Seattle. One of the Raiders. But, dude, he also wants to go to Dallas. You know, Dallas is having quarterback issues right now because they don't want to pay Dak, and Dak wants money.
He's pissed off in Seattle because they have a shitty offensive line. Oh, yeah. Wait till you get to Dallas, bud. Just wait. Yeah, wait till you have to go up against, like, you know, Chase Young twice a year.
Yeah, but if he goes and plays at Dallas, dude, with those wide receivers.
He ain't going to have time to throw. And as he gets older, his legs aren't going to be as great.
He'll probably end up a Raider. So I think the Raiders, I think they have a halfway decent offensive line. They have decent weapons. They have old J-Dog out there as a head coach. So,
I don't know. I've never been a big Russell Wilson fan.
You're fucking nuts.
And what? Not because of his play. I just think he's I think he's a fraud. I mean,
Give me
Deshaun Watson. Give me Watson.
Oh, talk about Deshaun Watson. You see, him and the new head coach had a meeting. And he said, fuck you, I still want to trade. Yeah. I saw another. People are actually starting to hate him now because he signed that big contract knowing the team was this bad. And like, oh, it's your own fault you signed that contract.
So what do you want him to sign what did they want him to sign? A 3-year deal worth like nothing? And then, God forbid, the guy like tears his ACL again and that's it?
But when he signed the contract, the team was complete.
Get out of here.
The team was, like, good. And Bill O'Brien didn't go crazy trading away fucking his star players for fucking nothing. Like, the team was good at the time. And all of a sudden, Bill O'Brien must have been snorting some lines of coke or something. And all of a sudden, the team sucks. Trading away bad players, GM is this and that, and the dude doesn't want to play there. So, I mean, shit, dude, you have, what, Raiders, Dallas, Carolina. Who needs a quarterback? Jets? But Jets are picking early, so they really don't count. Jacksonville, they're picking early. They don't count. Fuck, dude, what's a team that's right there that can use a different quarterback?
That's right there? Well, the Bears don't really have the cap space, so I don't know if they can make that move.
Bears. I mean,
honestly, like, if Russ or... I mean, Deshaun doesn't really have, like, a list of teams. So, if I'm the Dolphins, I'm calling.
Dolphins. That's a good one. That team's actually pretty fucking good, dude. They had Deshaun and Russell Wilson. That's a playoff team.
If they have either one of those guys,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Playoff team.
No doubt.
What the fuck was it? Damn it, dude. I had another point to make. God damn it. Oh, about the Eagles. Last point about the Eagles here. What's his name was in the locker room? I don't know who it was. I think... the wide receivers coach. I don't know. I don't know fucking who it was, but they came on an interview on the 97.5 of Fanatic Morning Show.
This year's receiver coach?
Yeah.
Aaron Moorhead?
Was it Aaron Moorhead? Or is it? I can't remember. I heard it. Again, take this with a grain of salt. I heard this in passing. I didn't do any research on this. None whatsoever. But apparently, they said Jalen Hurts came into the locker room with the expectation is I'm the starting quarterback. I'm the captain now. And it furthered the divide in the locker room. Ultimately, why also Wentz had to get traded because half the people fucking hate him because they want Hurts to play. So as an organization, now you drafted that quarterback, which was fucking stupid in the second round. At the time of the draft, you were riding the hot note because your quarterback just took a team of bench warmers to the playoffs. So you took that quarterback in the second round and you really thought it wasn't going to... when you take a quarterback that early, they're going to want to start because it's first, second round. That's a contributor. So you took someone that early and you really didn't think it was going to cause an issue in the locker room. If that's the case, then it's fucking
stupid. You ultimately know what the issue was, right?
Wentz staying healthy, even though it was a cheap shot to the head.
No.
No? Okay.
It has nothing to do with Wentz's health. I mean, his health may be part of the point that I'm making. However, if you look, the Green Bay Packers waste. I mean, you could argue that the Green Bay Packers drafting Jordan Love is a bigger waste of a draft pick than the Eagles drafting in the second round a quarterback,
My blood pressure. Aaron Rodgers is on the tail end of his career. Wentz is in his prime. There's a huge difference.
Rodgers could essentially play more. I'm trying to phrase this here. If you started right now today and asked me who would play more years starting today, you could argue that Aaron Rodgers would play longer than Wentz if starting today.
Aaron Rodgers has 2 years left, not even. Maybe this could be his last. Actually, he might have
2 years
back.
Left. Maybe with Green Bay,
he's talking about not even coming back right now.
He's going to play probably as long as Tom Brady plays.
No, Aaron Rodgers is on the tail end of his career. He knows it. That's why I took Jordan Love. Granted, he wasn't happy about it, and he came out this year. I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm gonna be MVP.
Right. So where was that motivation from Wentz? Instead, he pouted.
He pouted as he walked by a fucking Nick Foles statue every goddamn day.
So you're going to pout.
He's the one that got home field fucking advantage for the team, went out there, dove for the end zone in a must-win game versus LA, and had two defenders' helmets hit his fucking knee at the same time.
You know what? He can go pout in Indianapolis right now, and that's why I'm glad he's out there. He can go cry into that number 11 jersey that Michael Pittman's not giving him the number 11. He can go cry into it.
Oh, God.
There, I said it. He can go cry. Michael Pittman will be like, here you go, bro. Cry in that 11, you jerk off.
So here's one for you real quick. So I know we got to start wrapping up soon. So if Wentz with Indy make the playoffs, win a couple one or two, they make the wild card. So they win the wild card round, divisional, and they're in the championship game, and we go 3-13 like I think we're going to be. Are you going to be mad?
No, I don't care.
Oh, God.
You're telling me Wentz is going to the AFC championship game? Is that what you said?
Hypothetically, that's how they win the one or two. Either they win the wild card, make it to the divisional, or they win both and make it to the championship game, and we go 3-13, and it does not look good. It looks fucking awful. Are you going to be mad?
I'm not going to care, because guess what? Did Wentz win the Super Bowl? No.
Oh,
do man. I honestly believe right now that the Colts are going to the AFC championship game? No. I mean, look, last year I predicted them to go to the Super Bowl, so look at me. But
they're a good team. They're a good team. Are they a Super Bowl team? I don't think so. Can they win a couple playoff games? Yes, 100% with Wentz. 100%.
Can they make the playoffs with Wentz?
Yeah, they can make the playoffs with Wentz. Watch.
I mean, I feel some more.
So I still owe you that six pack, but I haven't forgot about it. So we gotta put something together here. So I get you a six pack. I feel a lot of six packs coming on next season, man.
I do too. I'm getting fired up.
Yeah, my blood pressure is fucking just through the roof right now, man.
Yeah, it might be time to wipe the workmen's and.
Yeah, we gotta. This is what happens. Talk fucking Eagles. You know, this is what.
That's why we saved it to the end, because we knew that there was like, all right, we're only gonna keep it to a certain amount of time here before we end it, but we'll end it with a bang. I'll say that.
God damn it. God damn fucking Eagle. How did we get here, Mike?
Because I said it is like that mosquito bite where you know it's there and you know you sit and scratch it, but then it just gets to the point where you're scratching it so much.
3 years ago, and we're at the point where we could barely talk about it because our blood pressure is fucking rising to how bad this team is right now. Like, how did this happen?
We could keep going on and on and on and on.
We can. But it's like, and it's the like same fucking terrible, thing. It's a giant circle.
Terrible front office. The team was not built for the long haul, and you overvalued a quarterback who you drafted, you know, what, second overall, who had one good year.
I'm not going to give you overvaluing, but you overpaid when you end up got rid of him.
Paid, overvalued.
Right? Thank you. Yep. Okay. Because now we're the first team in NFL history to cut a player. It takes 20% of next year's cap. So you gave another player another bad contract, and you got rid of him. We didn't bring this up. Alshon's gone. That's another fucking contract. Bad contract we're going to eat this year again. I think it's like $6 million or $10 million that he's not going to play against our cap. Thanks, fucking Allie. Fuck.
He just signed with the Colts.
They hate each other. He won't do that.
And they traded for Nick Foles. And Doug Peterson is now an assistant.
He'll be head coach next year.
Of the Eagles, yep. I agree.
He'll be... some other one of these poop teams. Yeah, he'll take over. Watch. Guarantee it. He'll take a year off, reevaluate himself, and he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be like the coach of the Vikings or something.
Yeah, no doubt.
But anyway, folks, right. I think that was a fun time we had today, saving the Eagles until last. A little bit of fireworks at the end. Chris, you got any final thoughts?
Thoughts here. Watch the Sixers. You know, the regular season to me doesn't matter. Have some beers. Do some gambling. Stay safe. That's all I got.
Go Sixers. Go Flyers. Stay safe. Go Sixers. Yep. Wipe your work. See you next week.